The Democratic Alliance welcomes President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement of a risk-adjusted strategy that will see South Africa moving from varying stages of lockdown from next week. We believe that the strategy can only work if the Department of Health and the Minister of Health, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, is armed with detailed and region-based statistics. We believe that in order for us to make the accurate decisions on which stages of the lockdown we should be moving to, we need to understand various things. We need to understand the tests that are conducted per region, the confirmed cases, the number of those who are in hospital and those who are in ICU, the number of health facilities per region and its bed capacity, those who have been screened by the community screening program, an audit of healthcare workers that are available per region, an audit of PPE per region, and the readiness of any quarantine facility per region, so that we can start to make decisions that are based on these stats. It's important that each and every province follows the lead of the Western Cape and Gauteng and produces publicly available information that is broken down in a detailed fashion and in a region-based manner. If we are to avoid the crisis which has started to unfold in the Eastern Cape, it means that each and every province needs to follow this lead. It's a great accountability mechanism for the Minister of Health, but it is also a great accountability mechanism for the public. A well-informed public is one that makes responsible decisions. And so we urge the Minister that he needs to make sure that each and every province follows the lead and makes sure that these statistics are provided in a detailed fashion that can guide which level of lockdown we need to be headed towards.